Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I got to say, and I don't want to embarrass you, but it takes an incredible amount of humility to put a sign around your neck that says free hugs. I'm sorry. I can't
more
get over
stupidity one. Yeah.
I mean, really and truly, I mean, you are a pastor of a huge church. And I think when there becomes an increasing platform in ministry, because we live in such a celebrity-driven culture, it can go to your head without you even realizing it. But I absolutely love how you've kind of almost stepped away from that to say, I'm a Christ follower first, and I'm going to go to be with people that the church would otherwise miss. I want you to say what that's been like for you to wear this sign, and what, I know, I'm sure you've been rejected at times, but talk about what that's been like and how the response you received.
Sure. The idea of trying to convince a group of people to buy into the mission of loving individuals and you're not yourself loving individuals is next to impossible. You have to live out what you're asking other people to do. And I'm in ministry because I absolutely love people, and this is a people enterprise. Jesus died for us. And so when my dad died, an interesting dynamic took place at the end of the funeral. People let their guard down, and boundaries that normally exist were gone, and people were hugging one another. And the simple display of affection had left an indelible mark on my heart. I got in the car and was driving back home and told my wife, I want to hug people. I want to let people know in our city that there's someone who sees them and someone who cares. And I'm not even going to tell them I'm a pastor. And so, about 10 years ago, that's when the free hugs thing started. And just picked a corner downtown, and people would walk up, and, one of the first guys that walked across the street said, oh, I thought it said free hogs. And, I was like, only in Kentucky would someone think we're giving away free farm animals. But, then there was a courthouse across the street, and the judge, as he was sentencing people for drug-related crimes, he would send them across the street, and as part of their punishment, they had to hug me. And I'm getting all kinds of side hugs and, just awkward stuff for people that did not want to be there, but a judge had made them come across. But there were other people along the way who were going through terrible divorces, in the midst of bankruptcy, or just lost their job, and they would just start talking to me. I didn't ask them any questions, and their story would come out, and it just gave me a chance to say, hey, I've been through some difficult seasons in my life as well, and that's one of the reasons I'm standing out here, and God's made all the difference. Mm. And, there was a lady who rode up on a bike one day and sat there just looking at me real intently, and she was just watching me hug people, and then she looked at me and said, what's it say? And she couldn't read. She didn't know what my sign even said. And so I told her, I said, it says free hugs. And I said, do you want one? And she just kind of shook her head like she couldn't understand why I was doing what I was doing. So I just went in for the kill and wrapped her up. And she would not let go.
Oh.
And just started crying and put her cigarette down. And, she looked at me when it was all said and done. She said, nobody's hugged me in a long time.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.